And so when you have a difficult decision like Adab and Joseph, you have to sort of divorce yourself from it emotionally a little bit. And
you can't divorce yourself from it emotionally. Emotions are real. So you're just real with people. And just try to be as honest, not as honest as you possibly can. I'll always be completely honest. And whatever it is, just lay it out there for them. So you do that. And being in this profession, you know that this is a part of it. And the players realize that.
Coach, you talked about players coming and going and being part of the business. There's maybe 20, 23, 25 new players on the roster now from when you took over. And
that man.
Something like that. And turnover is common in the NFL in the offseason, especially with the expanded rosters. But some of these are you know, core players, core position. I mean, you're laying the groundwork for the team. The roster is quite a bit different than when you arrived 100 days ago. Are you happy with the way it is right now?
Very happy. There is a lot of, there has been a lot of change, but again, when you're 4-12, change needs to happen. And for some people, they might be a little concerned about the number of guys coming in, but I just kind of look at each guy individually. And it's not like we were bringing guys in because we're just trying to fill a roster spot. These were guys that we had, you know, evaluated that we wanted. So that part, that's the exciting part of bringing a group of guys together from a lot of different places and seeing them grow together as a team. And after 1 week, I've already seen that. Yeah. We've gotten, you have to have a starting spot and get a lot of the introductions and things like that. And then set the pace on what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And I just say, all the new guys coming in, but for us as a staff, everyone is new. So we're all in this together.
Yeah. How important was it for you and Jason when you were pursuing these players, Anthony Collins or Michael Johnson, character issues and the way they approach the game of football in addition to their talent?
When you come in new, you get a chance to, I guess maybe not always, but we were in a position where we could mold the roster exactly the way we wanted. And a part of molding the roster for us is there is a certain type of guy. I mentioned character early on. So we did a lot of research on them to get our type of player, the guy that we want representing our Buccaneer organization. And so that was important. And we really did bring in some good guys. You know, you mentioned 25 guys, and it would be hard. You know, it'd take us a while for me to go over all 25, but I'll just, you know, mention a couple. You mentioned Michael Johnson. You know, Mike, and again, I mentioned earlier about what I say as opposed to, you know, what you see. You'll see Michael Johnson in the community. And some of these we talk about high character. You'll see that from a Michael Johnson. And when people get a chance to meet Alteron Verner, we talk about, we'll be getting letters about them on how great of a job they've done outside. A Josh McCown, when you get a chance to, I did a function at Raymond James Stadium with Josh the other day, and, you know, with fathers and sons, all pro dad. Yeah. And when people get a chance to be around some of our players, they're going to really like them, of course, off the field and all.
Is there a sliding scale where it becomes more difficult when you talk about more new guys? People talk about chemistry and guys fitting in on the new roster. I know they're all new to you, but if you brought in five new guys or maybe two new key guys, it's this hard. But is it harder with 20 or 25 new guys, or is it basically the same equation?
Scott, when you go each year, this is what we'll try to do. We'll look at our roster and see where, if there are changes that we feel we need to make in order to take that next step. It might be one or it might be 25. You make those. And that's what we did. We evaluated our roster and we said, these are the positions we need to change. And it's as simple as that, really. And we felt that we really needed more of an overhaul of the roster. And again, the plan isn't for us to be in this situation ever again, but this was something that was definitely needed.
Now, one of the first things you had to start on, and I know you'd already laid some groundwork even before you got here, was building your coaching staff. It's 100 days in now. You guys have really, I'm sure, gelled and worked together as a unit now. Are you happy with the staff and the way they've worked to this point?
Very happy. Again, I had worked with most of the guys, but some I knew from afar. But from everything I've asked him to do in every situation we've been in so far, I know their heart, a good man. I wouldn't have hired him unless they were, you know, good man with great knowledge, with an expertise, which we have, going through the evaluation process and getting to know our players. That's why I'm also anxious to take this next step. And another week, we'll be out on the football field with our first mini camp. So I can't wait to see the energy that they're going to bring and that expertise that I'm talking about. Guys nowadays, they want teachers. And as I talk about my staff, I always talk about having stern teachers to be able to teach the skills that would be required for us to catch the Panthers.
How about everything else that comes into the environment that you get to coach in, the ownership and the assets that they make available to you in this building and the support staff? Is it everything you'd hoped for when you got here?
Yes, and going back, I towards our ownership group, Joel, Ed, and Brian, of course, were in a different role running the organization back then too. I've really enjoyed my time getting to know them and working with them. Of course, every decision, we go back to free agency, they're very involved. Every decision we've made, Jason and I, has been through them. Ed and Joel, neither one of them live here full time, so I don't see them as much. Brian is in the building, of course, every day, and again, that's what you want from ownership, is just their support, backing you with every decision, and that's how they've been.
And you touched on it a little bit before, but Jason Light, the new general manager, came on shortly after you did. Yeah. It's obviously critical that you two got on the same page and developed a plan together, and was there any difficulty in that, or did you guys just mesh right away?
We did, and it had to be that way. You know, of course, I'm married, my wife, Marianne, and Jason, of course, and his wife, Blair, but it has to be a marriage between the two of us, too. And we both spent more time together than we have with our wives. But when you come in new, you have to get on the same page. There's a profile at every position that we're looking for. So the first step, of course, is us getting on the same page before we can go out. And we started that process early. You know, we evaluated our roster, and of course through free agency, and we're doing that through the draft. But Jason is a grinder. He's got good football knowledge. He's been around the game a long time. And so it's been great working with him. Our offices are close, and I mean, it's just back and forth all day, communicating on each next step we want to take together.
Well, Coach, they talk about 100 days, first 100 days often with presidents. It's a new administration, and they come in with, if they've been brought in, it's because in the case of a president, the majority of the U.S. population, or in case of a head coach, the ownership, they've been brought in because they felt a change was needed. Maybe the country felt a change was needed, or the Glazers felt the change was needed. And you were chosen as the man they believe could shepherd that change and get the team where they needed it to be. Those first 100 days, they talk about that with the president because they can show you, even if nothing is proven or fully accomplished yet, those first 100 days can really show you whether that change is happening. How do you feel those first 100 days went for you, and to put it all into perspective?
Well, Scott, I think you've been around me long enough to know that my glass is always half full. But I go back again. When you're 4-12, sometimes change is needed. I've been on the other end of change, so I know how that goes. But we've come in with a plan. And what I've seen is when you come in new, you want people to embrace the direction that you're headed, the direction you're heading with the organization, with the football team. And people have embraced us from the receptionist to the eating area to maintenance to older fans, younger fans, season ticket holders, people that are going to become season ticket holders, just everyone throughout, media giving us a chance to prove what we can do, and that's all you ask. So, yes, I like the direction we're going, and after 100 days, I'm not going to say that we're behind in any way, but we just still need to catch up. We're right on par, right on pace for where we should be right now. And again, the next big step for us is to get our hands on our football team a week from now with our mini camp, and just can't wait to get started with it.
Great, Coach. Thank you. And just in conclusion, we're sitting here now on the 100th day, and you've spoken to me a lot during the last 3+ months before this feature, because you've given us this sort of access that we haven't enjoyed before. So thank you for that, for making this possible, so for fans to get an opportunity to see inside the process.
Thank you. We have a lot to offer inside of these buildings and just with our football team. And every time I get, Scott, a chance to talk about our team, I'm just going to embrace it.